And finally tonight, the United Nations today marked Nelson Mandela International Day, celebrating the South African leader's 94th birthday and honoring his contributions to democracy, racial justice, and reconciliation with events at its headquarters in New York and around the world. In Harlem, the milestone prompted commentator Plathal Benjamin to take pen in hand.
If President Obama was looking for a role model, he could not do better than Nelson Mandela, the liberator of South Africa and the world's greatest living statesman. I would not be at all surprised to discover that Barack learned a trick or two from the great leader. After all, our president is a first-rate intellectual who is well-read and endlessly curious about the world. Hence, he could not have failed to notice that our country has a history much like that of South Africa. They were both founded by colonists who were deposited in New Worlds by Dutch charter companies. It was the Dutch East India Company that deposited the Afrikaners on the South African Cape, and the Dutch West India Company that brought the settlers to New Amsterdam, lately New York. Both groups of European settler colonialists subdued the indigenous populations of color, and in an orgy of land hunger seized their best lands and ruthlessly murdered all who resisted. And it was a Dutch East India ship that brought the first African labor to the English settlement of Jamestown in Virginia after they decimated the Native American population with guns and disease. In both countries, the white settler population established a racial caste system based on white supremacy. Under these systems, racial caste status was codified in law, verified in pseudoscientific scholarship, and rigorously enforced by the armed might of the state. Both men emerged from humble circumstances behind the veil of color and rose to the highest elective office in the land. And each left some disappointment in those supporters who believed that their ascension to the pinnacle of power would immediately end their suffering, answer their every grievance, and make them whole. Beyond this, the nature of their experiences diverges radically. Nelson Mandela became the president of a country that was predominantly black, and Barack became the president of a country that was predominantly white. Yet in both countries, the white held privileged status in the pigmentocracy. Mandela, however, had the harder role to hoe, because the election of Barack Obama did not carry the threat of radically upsetting the power relations between racial groups in America, as it did in South Africa. While Barack Obama's road to power went through a private school in the American paradise of Hawaii, elite Ivy League universities, community organizing in a major American city, the state legislature, a law professorship in an elite university, and the U.S. Senate, Nelson also became a lawyer and community organizer. But he spent almost three decades in prison on South Africa's Robben Island, a hell on earth. That's where Mandela was steeled in the struggle and prepared to lead the nation to a peaceful end to white political domination. Just as Mandela had shown unshakable courage as an ANC militant, he demonstrated the same resolve when dealing with the bomb throwers on his left, who wanted to start a race war that would have wrecked the country and hemorrhaged the nation's blood and treasure. While much remains to be done in South Africa, and widespread racial conflict may yet come to that beautiful yet troubled land, the extension of political power to the black majority in South Africa remains one of the greatest political triumphs of oppressed peoples in the 20th century. And the courtly, courageous Nelson Mandela was its guiding light. So enjoy this day to the fullest, Modiba. You have done your nation great service, and they know it. That's why millions of school children will sing praises unto your name, and multitudes will smile and drink a libation of spirits in your honor all over the world. The United Nations honors you by calling on people of goodwill everywhere to spend 67 minutes doing something to make the world a better place, 1 minute for each year of your public service. This is my contribution. Happy birthday, Modiba. No life in the last century has been better lived, and the world may never see your like again. What Shakespeare said of the noble Moor Othello is profoundly true of you. The element so blended in him that all the world could see, here was a man. From New York City, this is Plathal Benjamin with a commentary on the times.